This week's reopening of Kohio Highway was met with a protest by residents. HBR's Ku'uwehi Hirishi here to talk about the tensions in the community on the Garden Isle. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So on Monday, this past Monday, Kohio Highway was reopened. And on that first day, not as many bumps in terms of protests. There was no protest on day one, but there were community members posted out along sides of the road, sitting in beach chairs, holding signs saying, slow down, you know, welcome to our neck of the woods. But a few sort of, I guess, bumps throughout the day had prompted them to, on Tuesday, go ahead and protest. So what happened in the protest Tuesday morning, from media reports, is about 20 protesters went ahead and locked arms and created a human chain along Kuhio Highway, turning away about 50 tourists, as far as we know, before the cops were, Kauai County Police was able to come to the scene and sort of disperse the human chain and have them sit on sides of the road so people can go through. They did allow construction workers through because there is construction still continuing on the bridges along Kuhio Highway as folks start to come back in. But the sentiment from some in the community that did decide to protest was, we're not ready. And there are a few things that, you know, the rules that are in place, they want folks to understand them if they don't have a permit. So right now, Haena State Park and access to it, which is pretty much the end of the road, so access to things like KA Beach or the Napali Coast, Kalalau Trail, Hanakapi'i Falls, those are all available for tourists through a reservation system that also includes a parking reservation system. So those rules that are in place, I guess, are what the community is trying to educate everyone on as they go out there. And in that first day, I think they just felt like there wasn't as much outreach or education to the point where everyone knew what was going on. So I think a DLNR spokesman, Dan Dennison, had said for every one car that had a permit, there were about four or five that didn't.
Oh,
and so they were turned away. And this is, state officials and county officials have been saying, you know, this is going to be a rough challenge for us to implement sort of a visitor limits and figuring out how to keep people from indulging in this side of town. But as to the protests, I got to speak to Joel Guy, who's the president of the Hanaleitu Haena Community Association and has kind of led the initiative, the Hanale Initiative, to create a shuttle system and help manage the relationship between the community and visitors as well. So this is what he had to say about the protests.
There's clearly people that are very agitated. I mean, it's been very scary. You put mental stretches on people where you put them in a convoy system for long periods of time, and then you open up to a general public. I definitely feel the frustration of people that are outside of the area that are like, hey, we pay our taxes and we should go in there. And you can definitely, it's a valid argument. I just hope that we can show some compassion for people also that are feeling the pressure of this huge influx of people. I mean, it's the first couple of days. I think this hopefully will all tend to simmer down and we can all work together to try and find some solutions.
That's right. So we should put that in context. The road has been closed for over a year, 14 months to be exact. And some in the community out at the end of the road, they have gotten used to not having a lot of visitors or residents or really any influx from the outside. And, you know, we heard reports of the fish coming back at Haena, community-based subsistence fishing area, and also the community just having room and freedom to live their lives as they did before the influx of tourism over on the coast. And so getting used to that and then having that reversed was, I think, an adjustment and will continue to be an adjustment. But like Guy was saying, there are still folks in the community out in Haena, Wainiha, who are still recovering either their homes, their cars, their jobs. But that convoy system was a relief that the convoy system had ended and that folks are able to freely move in and out, but that also comes with an influx of visitors, and that's what people are sort of trying to balance right now.
Right, and that over-tourism thing is such a sensitive issue.
Well, it is, and I think in smaller communities, especially like the North Shore of Kauai, you're talking about, at least in the Wainiha and Haena area, it's talking about only about a little over 1,000 residents, really small community. And then you've got, from the numbers that Hawaii Tourism had given out, about 700,000, over 700,000 tourists a year coming to that coast. So that balance is what I guess that not being in balance was something that as they reopened, everyone was very cognizant of, including Mayor Kawakami. So Derek Kawakami got to speak to him prior to the reopening about some of his lingering concerns over this reopening and what it means to that community. And this is what he had to say.
So that's one of the main concerns, is that people will see that it's reopened and forget that this community has gone through some tremendous hardship, an ongoing tremendous hardship. It's been over a year since they've been cut off from the rest of the world, and we just hope that people can be mindful and respectful of the rules that we're setting in place.
That the word respect, I felt like I've heard that in pretty much every interview with folks over on Kauai, community members and state officials, but this idea that there are new rules in place, so visitor limits for Haena State Park is going from about 3,000 down to 900. But keep in mind that there are only 100 parking stalls at the park. So you've got 900 capacity, but also 100 actual physical capacity. So things like the shuttle systems that are being implemented were thought to be something that could help lessen that impact.
A good solution. I have to admit, when I first heard about the blockade, I was thinking, oh, shades of the super ferry.
Kauai, yes. Very much an active community and a very tight-knit community. And so when there are changes like this, I think everyone, it was positive. No one, you know, there was no arrests made. There was no sort of yelling or, you know, things along those lines. There were a few agitated tourists. Asu Kanoho, the head of the Kauai Island Visitors Bureau, had said once the word was getting out that they would start to limit access to that end of the coast, that there were tourists that had approached the Visitors Bureau saying, you know, well, I'm not going to come there anymore if this is what you guys, you know, what you guys are doing. And she, in a very tactful way, had said, you know, that's welcome. That's your opinion. For those who might be open to what they're trying to do out on the coast and preserving that area for future generations, just take a few extra, some extra time to prep. And hopefully you'll have a better experience. It's a new way, essentially, of experiencing Haena State Park. So I got to speak to Kurt Cottrell, head of Division of State Parks, and he says, you know, it's an experiment. It's something that we're really going to have to figure out, but it won't be perfect. This is what he had to say.
If we can pull it off at Haena, you know, we have other state park models that we could then maybe look at and try to, you know, do the same type of reduction. Because, I mean, our parks are really just getting loved to death, and we're so glad that people like to come and visit them, but none of our parks were ever designed or envisioned for this type of tourist number. It's an experiment. I anticipate we will fail in some elements, and we'll have to use adaptive management to reboot and reset, and then, you know, reconfigure, you know, how we're going to do all this. But all the pieces, we set the table. Now we'll just see if we can, you know, have everybody come eat politely.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yes.
But that, you know, it really is only day three. It's going to take some adapting, like he said, both on the counties and also a state and the community. I think we'll see how this all rolls out over the next couple of weeks. We're looking forward to another shuttle coming online on Friday. So hopefully that will help with ease the congestion.
Have you heard anything from DOT? I know they were saying that, yeah, you know, they've had to open it up because of the safety issues were addressed.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not hear. I don't think there was any concern over whether it was safety issues, but it was the idea that you are still letting 900 folks in, but only 100 parking stalls. So it's figuring out what to do about that, I think, is going to be the biggest issue.
Right. And I know here on Oahu, we've had the Pali closed, right, for a while. So we'll be curious to see what happens in August.
Exactly.
I know I was hearing from Kailua friends that, they were glad that the number of people coming to Kailua has backed off a bit. So, interesting issues to follow.
Exactly. Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Well, we've been talking with HPR's Ku'uwe Hirishi about what lies ahead for Kauai with this week's opening of Kuhio Highway following last year's flood.